This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, it's happening tomorrow, the Southern Oregon Trade Careers Expo, and it's going on at Seven Feathers Convention Center in Canyonville. A number of different organizations involved with putting it on, and Jerry Flores is on with us. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about your role in all this and some of the organizations that are involved.
Super excited for the event tomorrow. It's 2 years in the planning. My role is to, my job with the Employment Department is to work with businesses to get them to think about recruiting, hiring, and retaining veterans. So this is a very special event for us because we marketed a lot of the employers there, over 130 exhibitors are going to be there, most of them hiring. We want them to hire our veterans, our spouses of veterans, and the active duty military that are transitioning from the military out into the civilian world.
And as well, it looks like high school juniors and seniors getting introduced to skilled trade careers at this event as well.
We're split into two parts, from 8 to 1 in the morning. We have six counties represented, Coos Curry, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane, so seven counties. And, yeah, seniors, probably 2,500 students coming out. And we want to remind them, hey, you don't need a four-year degree to make 100-plus grand a year. You could actually do a lot of the trades that are very skilled, very technical, and technologically sound. Positions that will pay very well as well.
Yeah, it's been amazing, and it's been a big shift in recent years. While there's certainly a lot of benefits to a four-year education, a lot of careers and some of the emerging careers right now ultimately pay better sooner, and people can get in them with less training.
The apprenticeships, you know, most of the trades are apprenticeship-based. And, yeah, you start earning from day one. And as you complete your targets every year or every other year, your pay increases. And by the time you're done, you're a master plumber or an electrician or whatever it may be. And you're making really good money with no school debt. It's pretty amazing. And those are jobs that are recession-proof, as we saw coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah, and as well, those jobs, a lot of them, we've got a lot of folks retiring out of, and some of those industries certainly have a shortage of workers right now.
Recruiting is tough all over, and you know, this new wave of young people coming out of high school, they have technology, they embrace technology. So we have drone operator people coming out, we have a lot of technical employers where you wouldn't think about it, right? But even agriculture these days is very technology-based. So these young men and women coming out of the education system, they're great for these. They're great fit. They're used to being around technology. They're not afraid to dig into a piece of software and try to make it work. So we're really excited to show them that, hey, you don't have to go to a four-year school or a two-year school to start earning money now.
And for the veterans involved, if they've been serving in recent years, they've been dealing with technology as well in whatever area of service they're in. So this really ties into them. Now, you said that it's been 2 years in the planning since this has taken place. Is that right?
Yes, this event happens every 2 years, the last one being in 2021. And the team of folks comprised to put this together, they work, they'll start work again on Wednesday with an upcoming event for the next 2 years. And we want to encourage, I talk about veterans because that's my passion and that's my job, but this is open to all adults. No fee, bring your resume and a rain jacket. It looks like it's going to be a little rainy. But bring your resumes, and if you need help with a resume, we'll have folks there that could maybe walk you through, put one together. But come on out. It's open to everyone, starting at 1:15 at Seven Feathers.
Well, and certainly a lot of groups involved. I mean, Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board, recruiting organizations, foundations, the Cow Creek Tribe, Umpqua Valley Steam Hub, and others as well. A big effort. And you mentioned the huge number of young people. I think you said 2,500 expected. That's a huge crowd.
that's a huge crowd, and it's pretty amazing. I think this is the only event of its kind on the West Coast. I'm pretty sure it is. Because we want them, right? A lot of our counties, the seven counties I counted, they're rural. And this is probably the only time some of these young people might be may have to be exposed to some of these companies without traveling on their own, you know, for a long trek. So it's a really neat opportunity to see a career you might want to pivot into now. If you're looking at transitioning into career fields or re-entering the workforce, come on out and see us. You can sit behind a big rig. You could use survey equipment, all kinds of stuff. Most of the exhibitors have hands-on exhibits.
Now, are these,
so that's really key.
Are these employers all from around Southern Oregon or other areas of the state included as well?
They're coming in from all over.
Wow.
And they're hiring. That's the key. They're hiring, trying to get people into their positions.
It's a big opportunity tomorrow, and as you mentioned, it only happens every 2 years, biennial event at Seven Feathers. What else should people know about this event?
It's totally free. Come out and talk. The exhibitors and employers are there because they want to be there. They call us asking to be there. So if you have questions about anything, speak to them, speak to us. We'll be walking around. And again, you know, it's a partnership, right? So if you come in and identify, hey, I want to apply to this job, but I need help, hey, we'll refer you to your local WorkSource office and we'll help you build a resume or a CV or whatever we need to get you into that employer to help you get in front of them. So even if you just have questions in general, come on out and see us. But it's really amazing if you've never been there. I would recommend you come out.
And talk about your, it seems like you particularly enjoy your work helping to get people connected with employment.
Yeah, so I cover a pretty big part of Oregon, pretty much the west side here. And the way our program works, if a veteran comes into the WorkSource offices that we have all over the state and says, hey, I want to go work with Kyle at the radio station. I said, okay, my job is to speak to one of the station representatives. And so this veteran or spouse of a veteran could actually come in and see what the day is like, right? To ask questions, because we all want to do something. We have an idea in our head. Hey, I want to work at the mill, at the lumber mill, but I don't understand that my first year there is probably going to be flipping boards and cleaning or something that physically I can't do anymore. So we make sure that once the veterans start looking for careers or career changes, they're fully aware of what it is. And then I go out and speak to the companies and talk to them about the benefits of hiring veterans. So if any companies are listening and you want to get into a discussion about hiring veterans and what we bring to the table, please let me know. I'd be more than happy to speak to anyone about it.
Now, are you working in the Umpqua Valley? I mean, you mentioned you cover a wide area of the state in terms of where your efforts are, but where are you centered at?
I am centered out of Newport, but I work out of my car. I'm going to head south. I try to be in every county in my area at least once a month or more if needed. So if an employer needs me to be in Roseburg, I love going to Roseburg, especially this time of year with the leaf changes. And down to Grants Pass or Eugene or out to Coos Bay, I'm everywhere. It's my job, and I really enjoy doing it.
Sounds like a very fascinating one. Again, the event tomorrow, one day only, and for young people, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for high school students, and then adult job seekers starting at 1:15 at Seven Feathers with all these various groups involved. Jerry Flores, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Kyle, thank you so much for having me. This was amazing. Please come out and join us and visit our website at empowerthepossible.org.
All right, Jerry Flores there, 8:40 at the Morning Report.